We're reminded that a community's art, its creative and cultural expression in the form of music, dance, theater, visual arts, and crafts, embodies its essence and is crucial to its well-being. Through making art, amateur and professional, formal and informal, communities preserve, invent, and assert their identities, transmit heritage, and comment on their existence. Art and cultural participation contribute to community conditions in education, economic development, civic engagement, and to stewardship of place. Based on years of research, we know that murals, altars, choirs, music bands, ethnic dance troupes, embroidery and quilting groups, drumming circles, theater troupes, parades and festivals are all examples of what people describe as cultural assets in communities around the United States. These are artistic and creative outlets that are a crucial aspect of quality of life. They are valued for the intrinsic properties of art and contribute to the community's well-being. They are found in a variety of places, including formal cultural presentation venues such as museums and theaters, small and mid-size organizations where artists gather to make art and produce events, and in community cultural centers. But they also occur with great frequency, formally and informally, in places and through organizations that are not primarily concerned with the arts, such as schools, churches, parks, community centers, social service organizations, social clubs, and benevolent societies, and sometimes businesses and commercial retail establishments. Moreover, arts and non-arts entities often have to work together to make cultural participation possible. Although arts and cultural participation at the community level are at the heart of community life, many policymakers, urban planners, and arts administrators still have not acknowledged the arts as an essential part of a community's core. The range of opportunities for cultural participation needed for a healthy community eludes many of these players. Instead, large cultural institutions concerned primarily with presenting formal professional arts, often with ties to the nonprofit and public sectors, have often dominated with their ideas of what constitutes the arts world and the cultural sector. Activity at all artistic skill levels, commercial arts outlets, sometimes exist at the periphery of recognition, even though in reality it is at the center of real life in communities. That from the study Art and Cultural Participation at the Heart of Community Life by Maria Jackson in the collection Understanding the Arts. Howard Grossman has a passion for the arts and a strong conviction that the arts have a key role to play in community life. He was the executive director of the Economic Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania for nearly three decades. He is currently a consultant for the public, private, and nonprofit sectors, and he serves as the fundraising director for the Pittston Memorial Library and also as secretary on the board of the Wyoming Valley Art League, where he has been president. This evening, we are invited to the opening reception of the Wyoming Valley Art League's members' exhibition in the handsome Maffei Gallery in the Art League's historic building in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And Howard Grossman points to events just like this one as an example of the vitality of the arts community in the Wyoming Valley, with the Art League as one of the primary catalysts. He paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in on continuing developments on the arts front.
I'm here today really representing a number of activities that are very, very important in the arts and in community life. And one of that is the Wyoming Valley Art League. And the Art League is really celebrating 5+ years in its new building. Hard to believe, but we've been there over 5 years, and our membership has grown since that time. Just to remind your listeners, Carmen Maffei was very, very generous in providing a significant donation of $50,000 and naming the downstairs gallery in honor of his wife, who was a wonderful artist, and she was a member of the Art League, and we've really had a lot of exhibits since that event occurred. And also, Sunday at the Circle, Robert Anderson and Rose Wright deserve a lot of credit for many different Sunday events that we've had in the building. I might add that we've literally had, I think, thousands of people come into that building in the last 5 years, which is an amazing number. And And several of them have become members since they decided to see what was going on in the building. And we have a brand new coordinator, Robert Husky. And Robert is doing a superb job in reaching out to the membership and carrying out activities that a coordinator does. And we're very pleased that he has agreed to be involved in the Art League in that sense. And one of the other things that recently has occurred, we, a few months ago, received approval of a grant application for a gaming grant for the Art League, and we received $50,000. And the Department of Community and Economic Development, City of Wilkes-Barre, are both involved in this, and the department is preparing a contract for us, and I expect that we'll be receiving that in the next few weeks and then move forward with implementing the $50,000, which we hope will be the first of a series of grant opportunities that will occur for the Art League. And I'm looking into, and there are other folks who are involved in the Art League are looking into, not only a second and maybe a third gaming grant, but other grant opportunities. We want, for example, a Wilkes-Barre facade grant. And we've talked to Larry Newman about that in the city. And we will be preparing an application in the very near future for signage, because we want to make sure that people know where that building is. And as you're aware, since you've been inside that building, it's a round building and it's really constructed like the Capitol was. And we want to make sure that people know what's going on inside that building. So we need more signage in order to achieve that particular goal. And one thing that the coordinator has done, we're now open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from noon to 4 p.m. And so we can have people coming during those hours, and people are coming. And really, Tuesday was set aside as sort of a social event for people to do artwork if they'd like to do that, or just see what's going on inside the building. And now that we've expanded the hours, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's a great opportunity for the citizens of not only the city of Wilkes-Barre, but the greater Wilkes-Barre area or Wyoming Valley to come and see. I think it's the finest building in the city nowadays with all the activity that's going on and a lot of new activity that will occur in the future. So those 5 years that I mentioned will become 10 years, they'll become 20 years. And what we're trying to do is make sure that that building is sustained and improved upon. So one of our goals is to improve the building, put an elevator in to make it easier for folks who are disabled or handicapped to be able to go upstairs to the upper gallery and see everything that's going on in that facility. And that would help Sunday at the Circle, and it helps other activities that are being developed. So that's why I say grant activity is extremely important. And there's one other activity that I want your listeners to be aware of, because that will happen, we hope, sometime in 2017. And that's a capital campaign. And the capital campaign is designed to have the community deeply involved in the arts. And you know, because you and I have talked in the past about the great event that WVIA put on with an arts conference, a regional arts conference, and hopefully you're going to get more opportunity to do that in the future. And certainly we want to participate as that occurs. But the fact is that the Capital campaign will be community-wide. We haven't quite set the exact goal yet, but I'm sure it'll be in hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's one other very, very important point that you and I have talked about in the past, and that's the Arts District. And the concept or theme of an Arts District includes the Art League. It includes the Cerdoni Gallery, which is moving to South Main Street. And it includes the Marquee Art and Frame Shop. And also we're looking at some other buildings. And there's one thing I want to give credit to, because when you go into the buildings that Joe Matteo has taken hold of, which are now at least two on South Franklin Street in the Stegmaier buildings, and they are wonderful facilities. And I had a chance to go into and be taken around by Joe to the new one at the Mary Stegmaier facility, and he just has two fantastic facilities. And they're really, it's not just productive activity that he's taken on as a commercial venture, but it's really an art activity. Because if you go into those buildings, there's a lot of paintings, there are a lot of cultural activities there. And there's several nonprofits that have had events in one or both of those buildings. And so he deserves an awful lot of credit. And I think that also can become part of what I define as an arts district. And one of the reasons that we're pushing that is that it's a way to help downtown survive and become an important asset. It already is, but this will make it even more so. And Larry Newman, as we've talked in the past, wrote a 4-page paper about the arts district idea. And so he's certainly supporting this through what he does with the Diamond City Partnership. And when you add up the Diamond City Partnership and the Wilkes-Barre Downtown Business Association, the Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce, and the Kirby Center, and a lot of other things, there's an awful lot to do nowadays in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And the word Wyoming Valley goes way beyond downtown, but since we are located in downtown, it's a very, very important theme that the Art League can offer. So the other thing is that there's artwork for sale at a very reasonable price. And if people come in and see the members exhibit or see other exhibits that go on, and we want to encourage everybody who wants to come in and visit during those hours that I mentioned.
We have talked about your background, Howard. You're not just speaking as someone who is a board member of the Art League, but your profession has given you an insight into what happens across the country in terms of arts and downtowns.
Well, that's absolutely the case. Every time we go to some other location, because my wife is a professional artist, we look at what is going on in other communities and try and bring some of that information back and apply it to what the needs are in this community. You know, and I'm so impressed with what has happened in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton and Pittston and other places in northeastern Pennsylvania because of what is available now for people to do. And it's in the sports community, it's in the cultural community, it's in the library community, it's in a lot of different disciplines that currently exist that we offer in this particular region. And so for anybody to say, well, there's nothing to do in northeastern Pennsylvania anymore, which was said 40 years ago or more, you can't say that anymore. There's a lot to do. And it's just a question of thinking regionally. And, you know, your point about things that have occurred in the past that I happen to be involved with and a lot of folks have been involved with to make this region a better place to live, a better place to work, and so forth. And we always hear there's a need for more jobs. And, of course, there's always a need for more jobs. But there are a lot of opportunities for people to stay in this region after they graduate from high school and after they graduate from college. They don't necessarily, and you're always going to have a share of people who need to move back to where they came from originally, but there's so much to offer here. And this is a tremendous place because I went through this myself. My wife went through it. We raised a family here. We moved from another location in King of Prussia here 40-plus years ago. It's, again, hard to believe, and became part of the community. And there's so much to offer to raising a family here.
And the fact is that you've made another relocation. Your home is Pittston, and there's a lot happening in the arts in Pittston.
Absolutely the case. We lived in Dallas for 40 years in the Back Mountain and certainly enjoyed that community and actually started an arts organization there, the Back Mountain Cultural Center at the time, which became what is Arts at Hayfield now. And so there's a lot of things that going on in that way. And yes, a few years ago, we made the decision to downsize into a townhouse in the city of Pittston. And Pittston is so centrally located with 81 and the Turnpike, and it's midway between Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. So if you want to go to a little larger community, it's easy to do from there. And the city of Pittston itself has just been a magnificent renaissance in the downtown area. And now city council and the mayor are looking at neighborhoods in the city. And one thing that's occurred recently is the formation of the Pittston Arts Council. And That will be very helpful, because if one takes a look at what exists in the city with all the murals and all the fire hydrants now being painted, and there's probably 25 or 30 of the 150 or so that have been painted, and eventually they're all going to be painted. And I think that's with not just painting, but with some theme behind it. And eventually, hopefully, that's going to end up in a poster format so that people will be able to buy something at a very, very inexpensive price, hopefully. So the Arts Council is really the dream of Judy Greenwald. And Judy is the arts teacher at the Pittston Area School District High School. And Judy has gotten 9 or 10 people together to start this whole process of forming an arts council. And one of her sons happens to be an attorney, and he's looking into a 501c3 nonprofit corporation status for the Arts Council. And one of the things that we have in mind, and that Judy has in mind, is getting a catalog together of all the artwork that exists in the city. And it's just an absolute dream of what is there today and what will be there in the future, because new things are happening all the time in the city. And really, the political leadership there deserves an awful lot of credit, especially Mike Lombardo and the current mayor and others and so forth. So everybody who is involved in trying to do something positive there, the Redevelopment Authority and others. And we want to eventually do some fundraising, and we want to get more people involved. And I certainly want to give a lot of credit to an awful lot of people for forming this, and I think it adds a lot of value. And it actually, I was saying the other day to some other group that when you look at just Luzerne County, between the Art League and the Hazleton Art League and now the Pittston Arts Council, you really have a nice triangle there of cultural activities, which are very, very sound and very, very important to now an awful lot of people in the county. And then when you go beyond that and look at adjacent counties, if you look at Lackawanna County, for example, you have county government actually having a cultural department. Had the opportunity to be a little bit involved with that a couple of years ago, and looking at a lot of projects that were in for grant purposes, because they have a grant program for the arts, which is an amazing thing. And we certainly like to see that grow in all the counties of northeastern Pennsylvania, and use Lackawanna County as a sound example for that. And really, just getting back for a moment to Pittston, Pittston is a great example of what can be done with a little bit of leadership, political and otherwise, and see all the great things that have already occurred and all the things that are certainly likely to occur over the next few years with a lot of new development. There's development along the river for condos. There's some new restaurants. There's the Tomato Festival, which has grown to be one of the most exciting festivals in the history of this county. So there's just a lot of great opportunities there. So the Arts Council will, I think, be part of that in the future.
And one of the key institutions in Pittston is the Pittston Library.
Well, I believe very strongly in what that library does, because I'm a member of the staff there on a fundraising level. And eventually we want to have an art exhibit inside the new conference room. And a lot of work was put into a capital campaign for the library, so that literally doubled the size of the library. And so it's over 10,000 square feet now, and we have a new children's room, and we have a new community conference room that can hold 125 people. And I've been telling people that we have the opportunity there, and it has actually happened, that the private sector, the public sector, and the nonprofit sector have all used that room in some fashion. So it's really community-wide, and all sectors of the economy are using the room. We're planning on continuing that, of course, in coming years, and using the room to great advantage. And speaking of grants, as we were before, there's some activity that's occurred in terms of the library. Recently, we received, through the kindness of the ESSA Bank Foundation, a grant to buy new computers, replace the computers in the library. And we have just a fantastic array of volunteers. We have a board of trustees of 7 people who give a lot of their time to the work of the library. We have an outstanding president, Barbara Quinn, who's been president for quite a few years during the course of time when we had that capital campaign to expand the library and so forth. And we have other fine people who are involved. We have a great Friends of the Library group. And we have what is called the ad hoc committee, because by statute, by state statute, the board of trustees is limited to 7 people. So in order to get more people involved, Barbara Quinn and the board of trustees started an ad hoc committee. And members of the ad hoc committee attend some of the meetings of the board of trustees, which meets every month in the library. And we have just a lot of other volunteers who are deeply involved. And one of the things that the library does, which you're aware of, is the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren program. And we just had our 10th annual conference. That is something that is done through a group that is part of the library, and that's the NEPA Intergenerational Coalition, which is Grandparents Raising Grandchildren and other relative caregivers. And the demographics of that group are very high. If you look at it nationally, there's several millions of children being raised by their grandparents. And if you look statewide, there's a lot in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and there's a lot in the counties of northeastern Pennsylvania. And that's a great program that I'm so pleased that the library is as deeply involved as it is with it. And there'll be more to say about that in the future. And I know from what my connection is with the Art League and in Pittston with the Arts Council and the library, that expectations are out there that a lot of great things are going to happen in the future, not just what has happened recently.
Howard Grossman, consultant for the public, private, and nonprofit sectors, fundraising director of the Pittston Memorial Library, secretary of the board of the Wyoming Valley Art League, speaking with us about the continuing developments on the arts front in our region. And we are invited to the opening reception of the Wyoming Valley Art League's members' exhibition in the Maffei Gallery, and that is in the Art League's historic building in downtown Wilkes-Barre this evening. It's December 16th, 5 to 8 p.m. There will be a holiday theme. It's free and open to the public. The exhibit will be up through January 12th, 2017, and you are invited to attend. The Wyoming Valley Art League's member exhibit opening this evening, 5 to 8 p.m., with a free reception open to the public, and that's at the new building, the Circle Center for the Arts, South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, WyomingValleyArtLeague.org, WyomingValleyArtLeague.org. We heard Howard Grossman describe the new gallery and artist social hours at the Wyoming Valley Art League. The days are now Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between noon and 4 p.m. For more information on the web, WyomingValleyArtLeague.org, WyomingValleyArtLeague.org.